My name is Patty West, and I'm a Baltimore County resident. I'm also a registered NRA firearms instructor. I oppose Bill 1275. I agree what we've said before. We should not have to pay additional fees to help people with mental issues just because we are gun owners. For me, using my firearm lawfully actually relaxes me and keeps me from being a mental patient. Thank you for your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Robert Bowman. I'm from Clear Spring, Maryland, part of Western Maryland. I oppose all the Group A miscellaneous bills with the exception of Bill number 368. Also, I'd like a little dismayed in the added legislation on top of legislation. It seems to me that at some point we should be able to not have to create new laws, new bills, new legislation. I mean, when is going to be enough? And as been spoken before, never let a good crisis go to waste to try to tax somebody. And that's why I strongly oppose 1275. Also, you know, it's a miracle that we've made it this long as a people living in this country. And look, we're still alive, still here. And we just keep adding more laws and legislation. And I thank God that we've made it this far, and I really am glad that most everybody here in this House and Senate knows what's best for me. So, like I said, I strongly oppose everything with the exception of 368. Thank you.
My name is Louis Gleason, and I'm a registered Democrat from Rockville, Maryland. I currently hold a concealed carry permit, like many others here, recognized in 31 states of this great country, but not including Maryland. I want you guys to take a different perspective. I want you to take the perspective of the criminal. Now, do any of these bills, as a criminal, deter you? I don't think so. A 2012 GAO report showed that 0.2, not even 1%, 0.2 of the adult population in Maryland has a concealed carry license, while 5%, a whole 5% of Virginia's adult population has a CCW. That means that Virginia has 25 times more good guys with guns than Maryland. What state would you rather conduct a robbery, carjacking, or mass shooting in? Let's stop this wasteful, inactive laws that you guys are putting forward that do nothing but hinder gun owners and retailers, and let's really make Maryland safe. Thank you.